What does it mean to be brought from death to life? Is that possible, spiritually speaking? Let's talk about that today as we continue our discussions of uprooting things out of our life. Stay with me. Hey friend, welcome to the Shattered into Beautiful podcast. I'm Jeannie Smith. If your heart is hurting, no matter what your circumstances are, there is only one healer. Through biblical content, I will teach you how to experience whole healing and soar into great purpose. So let's get into today's show. Grab your favorite coffee, journal, and Bible. It's time to dig in and unwrap your gift. Hey friends, this is Jeannie. Welcome back to the show. Well, I hope you had a wonderful, fabulous celebration of resurrection. King Jesus is alive, and there is so much to be thankful for, because if he's alive, that means that we are alive. That means we are seated with him in heavenly places, and we are going where he is, because through him, we have the promise of eternal life. You know, I've been to Israel, and I have stood right where Jesus was laid in the tomb, and I can tell you, he's not there. So we have so much to celebrate every day. But what happened in that miraculous, the most amazing thing ever on this earth, in this world that took place, both heaven and earth, was Jesus, after 3 days, rising again, back to life. And that's what we're talking about today. So what Jesus did is he went from death to life, physically and spiritually. And that's what I want to talk about with you today. What do we need to uproot in our life that is bringing death so that we may live? And to do this, I want to start off reading from the book of Ephesians. Now we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So Paul is the author of the book of Ephesians, and he is explaining here about spiritual deadness, which is a condition that we all can find ourselves in, and the source is Satan. Satan was the first to fall, and his deceptive influence contributed to the fall of man, and then all of us, right, in the garden. And today he rules the hearts of those that are bound in spiritual deadness, and he exerts his controlling influence through the fear of death. Basically, unbelievers are spiritually dead. We are all dead sons and daughters, slaves to the devil until we are made alive in Christ. And that is when we receive him as our Lord and Savior. So let's pause for a second and look at John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life." You know what? I just can't stop there. I've got to read the next verse to you, because the next verse, 17, said, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." So Jesus didn't come to condemn. Romans 8:1 says there's no condemnation in Jesus Christ. Sometimes we condemn ourselves, don't we? or we allow others to condemn us. But Jesus didn't come to condemn us. He came to save us. Every part of this plan, God's plan to send his son here, to die on that cross, to be raised again, was for us and his great love for us, that we would all be saved. He wants no one to perish. So first, we were born through our mother's womb, right? That was our physical birth. But when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, there comes the spiritual birth. This is the one that will last forever because our flesh is going to eventually die. There is only one way out, and it is death. But our spiritual birth is the most important one because this is the one that will lead us right into our Savior's arms. The spiritual birth lasts forever. Now, we've talked about the physical birth and the spiritual birth. We understand that. I want to talk about in our physical being, these vessels here on earth, what is it that we need to uproot out of our lives, out of our heart, that bring us death so that it can be replaced with the things that bring us life? So here's some questions for you to ponder. What things are bringing you death? What things are adding to your life instead of taking away from it? What is preventing you to have a loving, eternal relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ? What is preventing your healing? What's holding you back from being fully healed and restored from that pain and tragedy, that sin, that addiction, that loss, whatever it is in your life? What's keeping you from healing? It's the world, it's Satan. By the way, we have three enemies. We need to know who they are. You, my friends, have three enemies. Number one is the world. Number two is Satan. And number three is your flesh. So what is keeping you from all that God has for you? What boundaries do you need to put up today that begin to protect you? I want you to imagine yourself just standing with a shield all around you. And inside that shield is the safe zone. It's all the things that bring you life and bring you joy. And everything outside of that is the things that bring you death. And you have a boundary there. Spiritually, we need to put boundaries in our life all around us. And we need to decide what and who we will give access to come on the inside of that boundary that will enter into our being and our vessels, that will, of course, affect us in our daily lives. And by the way, all of those around us. So what is it that you're given access to, that you're allowing? Because you control that, by the way. So you're unlocking the door to that shield and you're allowing whatever it is to come in. What do you need to learn to say no to? No more. Not today, Satan. Not today, world. Not today, flesh. What do you need to say no to that will stop harming your life and keeping you in a place of death? What is it that you need to give access to that brings you life? And what is it that you need to say no to that is bringing you death? You control the access. Now, I want to help you ponder this. I want to go broad with it because sometimes we can just think it's about us, right? But no, there are other things out there that influence us. And so let's go out a little further in viewpoint. Is there things that you need to say no to that you need to walk away from? Is there things that you need to sever out of your life? Is the Lord telling you that you need to do that? You need to get down with pen and paper and your Bible and you need to pray and you need to seek the Lord for wisdom because he says, ask, seek me and you will find me. He will give you the direction for your life. Everything that we need is in that Bible, the one true living word. So what is it that we need? What sins are we allowing in? What bad habits are we allowing in? What about our relationships? You know, sometimes we just have to evaluate our relationships. Are these people that are bringing life into your life? Or are they bringing death into your life? Are these relationships healthy for you? Because, you know, sometimes God brings people into our life for only a season. And then there is a severing of relationships. Let me tell you something. If the good Lord is wanting to sever a relationship in your life right now because it's not good for you, allow Him. Allow Him, because you're staying in a relationship that is keeping you from the abundance, the goodness of a new relationship that God has for you. And I'm not just talking about men and women here. I'm talking about us women, girlfriends. Is there people in our life that are just not good for us anymore? And it doesn't mean you don't love them. It doesn't mean that you don't want the best for them. It just means that right now this relationship is not healthy for you, and it's not bringing abundant life into your life anymore. And so God has other plans. He may have new relationships for you, and we have to be okay with allowing those relationships to go, because it could be holding us from growth in our spiritual journey. It could be holding us back from blessings and promises that are ahead for us. So we need to be pliable when it comes to relationships. We need to be willing to let the Lord do what He needs to do. And you don't have to worry about being left alone or being abandoned, because He will not allow that to happen. God will bring other people when it is time. But listen, if He don't ever bring anybody else, He is never leaving you. He is always with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. And He is the best friend that you could ever have. Now here's the good news. When Jesus Christ saves you, you are a new creation. That means everything in your past has been wiped, washed clean. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come." Now that's good news for all of us. But our part in that is that we cannot go to the places that we used to go anymore. There may be people that we can't hang around anymore, because those are the things of the old, and we now have to walk in the new. We may even have to physically relocate. Like, is God asking us to move from an environment that we're in? Are we having to let go of a job that we're in because it's very difficult, it's very secular, or it's just very difficult to work in that environment, and it's causing us to be tempted beyond what we feel like we can bear, even though God says He will always provide a way out? But maybe His way out is to give you wisdom that you've got to leave this place. Okay, so I want to give you a little bit of homework. What three things? I want you to identify three things that you need to uproot out of your life to make space for the new. What three things that are bringing you death do you need to remove so that you can make space for things of life? And sometimes, by the way, you're not going to be replacing those things. You are not going to be bringing those things of life. God is, but He needs you to align with Him. I want to end today's episode talking about a beautiful woman that we read about in the Bible, and her name is Mary Magdalene. Now, we see the account of her story in Luke 8, verses 1 through 2. And we're told that Jesus cast 7 demons out of Mary. So Jesus has this encounter with Mary, and He sets her free. She was demonically oppressed. That's a lot of demonic activity going on in her life. Can you imagine the weight of what she was living in? She most likely did not want to live. However, she has an encounter with Jesus, and she was never the same. What Mary Magdalene experienced was transformation. She was one way before she met Jesus, and she was totally another way after she met Jesus. And the only thing in between was Him. See, I want you to see that Jesus is the only agent against death. He is transformation. And so what we see that happens with Mary Magdalene after this encounter with Jesus is her life of death, so she was in a place of death, now becomes a place of life. A life of death is now devoted to being a follower of Jesus Christ, and she was very close with Jesus. Mary's faith and loyalty, unwavering faith, even in difficult times, demonstrate the importance of steadfast devotion and belief. Why was she like that? Why was she so devoted to Jesus? Because of what he had done for her. And I could say the same for my life. We also see resilience in Mary's life. Mary's transformation with Jesus allowed her to be present at crucial moments, including even the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus, which proves her resilience and her courage during the most challenging circumstances. Mary was empowered by Jesus, and she was often considered a symbol of the role of woman in the early Christian movement, emphasizing the significance of empowering women's voices in leadership. Jesus thought highly of these women. He thinks highly of us. Compassion. We see her filled with compassion. Jesus was full of compassion. Mary knows this all too well because of the compassion that he had on her. So it's easy for her now to not only understand it, but to gift it away to other people. She's full of compassion and care. Mary was allowed, chosen even, to have these spiritual encounters with Jesus, to witness the resurrected power of Jesus Christ, to witness and engage in supernatural encounters, divine appointments. This is the good news for you and the good news for me. These lessons, these things I just shared about Mary Magdalene's life, should and can inspire us in our own spiritual journey and relationship with others. Why? Because if Jesus did that for her and through her, He wants to do the same for you and me. He wants to do these things for us and through us. He wants to bring transformation in our life because Mary was in a life of death. She moved from death to life. And Jesus wants to do that for you and me too. And the only thing that keeps us from experiencing uprooting death and replacing it with life is having a relationship first and foremost with Jesus Christ, and then allowing him to heal us and guide us. He healed Mary. He had an encounter with Mary, and she was never the same. Do you want that today? Wouldn't you like to have an encounter with Jesus today like Mary Magdalene had? You can. Accept him as your Lord and Savior and allow him to begin the process instantly in your life, bringing you from death to life. Friends, I love you bunches. I hope you have a wonderful week. And remember, live life abundantly.
If you like Mommy's show, leave a review.
Hey, before you go, if this podcast has blessed you, the number one way you can help me is to leave a review and subscribe to the Shattered Into Beautiful show. Next, hop on over to the Shattered Into Beautiful private Facebook group where you will find a network of friends with daily inspiration. You can reach me at JeannieScottSmith.com. And lastly, please share the episode or review in your social and tag me at Smith Evangelistic Ministries. I cannot wait to meet with you again. Stay tuned for more life-giving podcasts coming your way.